Hello, I'm Dawn Jarvis. Welcome to our very first podcast. In this episode, I'm talking with Ryan Cornett all about the importance of protein in the diet, especially for those of you interested in weight loss or those of you exercising and working out and trying to build muscle mass. We'll talk about how much protein do you actually need, what is the best kind, when to eat it, where to source it, and of course, we'll dispel some of the common myths. Hello, I'm Dawn Jarvis, nutritionist and dietitian at Garden of Life. Welcome to our podcast series, Digging Deeper. In this series, I will be discussing the latest nutritional topics, and we'll also be talking to leading scientists and industry experts to bring you the very latest up-to-date scientific information, as well as provide you with some very practical nutrition tips and information. So we hope you find our podcast both enjoyable and also helpful. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, this is Ryan Cornett. I'm here with Dawn Jarvis from Garden of Life, and today we're going to talk about protein. So Dawn, why is protein so important?
Oh, Ryan, this is such an important question. I mean, protein is fundamental to the human body. It's what gives us structure. It's the foundation of our muscles, our tissues. We need it for hair. All our genetic material uses protein, all our neurotransmitters. I mean, protein is essentially life. It's the building blocks of life.
I know your background working with athletic teams and working within sports. I'm sure protein was pretty important for those people, correct?
Oh, exactly. Yes, as you know, I worked for the British Olympics for many years, and I was involved in power sports like weightlifting. I mean, I wasn't lifting weights. I was advising the athletes. Let's just be clear on that. But I would spend a lot of my time working with the athletes to make sure they were consuming enough protein. And there's this big discussion about, well, how much protein do I need? And it's a very individual thing. But certainly, I spent a lot of time calculating individual protein requirements for athletes.
You know, when I hear the word protein, I immediately think of weightlifters or bodybuilders. So let me ask you a question, Dawn. Is protein important for everyone? Is protein as important for someone that plays video games or a hardworking mother or a professional athlete?
Well, the question is, do you have muscles?
Everyone does,
Everyone is an athlete. Whether you're lifting a baby, whether you're carrying the laundry, whether you're going to the grocery store, whether you're lifting around the garage, throwing a football, whatever it is that you do, you're using muscles. We all have muscles. And so we need to keep taking protein in on a daily basis because, as you know, Ryan, with your personal training background, when you use your muscles, you're constantly tearing them down and rebuilding them. There's this protein turnover. So we constantly need to feed our muscles. The building blocks, which are called amino acids, and we get those from our dietary protein so that we constantly repair. And of course, if we want to lift weights and build muscles, that's great. But protein is just fundamental for everybody to have healthy muscles and a healthy body.
So to someone that is getting into diet, maybe to lose weight, can protein be an effective way to help with weight loss? Can it be an effective way to help with body composition and having the ideal body that we want as well?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, when people are overweight, they have too much body fat and they think about losing body fat. But what is really important is to consider how much muscle mass they have, because muscle is what actually is metabolically active. So without getting into all the biochemistry, the more muscle mass you have, the more calories you're going to burn. So it's really, really important that you maintain a good muscle mass and that you're not doing these crazy starvation diets where you're actually breaking down muscle. You need to consume enough protein to maintain muscle mass. It's like putting logs on a fire. You know, in the morning when you get up, you want to restoke the metabolism and you want to give your metabolism the fuel that it needs. You want to give it protein.
It helps also with satiety, right? Isn't protein very effective at helping us feel full and satiated?
It does, because protein will slow the rise in blood sugar. So we know when the blood sugar goes up after you eat, it drops down after the meal. And when you get that fall in blood sugar, your brain detects that fall and it says, I'm hungry, go get me some more sugar. So what protein does is it slows the rise and fall in blood sugar. It gives you a much more even blood sugar. And so that helps to stop you getting those hunger pangs, if you will. So yes, protein does help with satiety for sure.
So I think the burning question is, now we know the importance of protein, is there a general guideline for someone out there that's looking to maybe lose some weight, change their body composition, and just live an overall healthy lifestyle? Is there a general range of protein that we should be intaking per day, per meal? What's your recommendation?
Well, basically, your protein requirements is based on several things individually. As I say, I used to calculate it for athletes, but for anybody, you need to take into consideration their age and their size, you know, what they weigh, what their goals are, whether they're skinny, whether they're overweight. So obviously here, we're not diagnosing and treating or prescribing anything, of course, Ryan. We're just talking about healthy individuals. But the average person, if you look at recommended daily allowances, let's start there, because that's a place people will look at what's the daily allowance for protein. So if we actually look it up, you'll see it's 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight.
How many grams per pound? What would that be in grams?
Half a gram per pound of body weight.
Okay.
So that's for basic survival minimum, and we know that's not enough. And if you look at the body of evidence, if you want to call it, for the last 30 years, we know that you probably need double that. Mm-hmm. So in reality, we're probably talking about needing for optimum health, and for, certainly for people who are exercising, I would say about a gram per pound of body weight would be reasonable. For maybe somebody doing light activity, maybe 3/4 of a gram per pound is perhaps acceptable, and that might be a starting point, but as people get more heavily into exercise and training, you would be shooting for at least a gram per pound of body weight. Now, with my athletes, I would actually do it on ideal body weight. I would subtract body fat. But for most people, I think if you use the rule of thumb of between 3/4 and 1 gram per pound of body weight, that's probably a good starting point.
Okay, so about 0.7 gram per pound of weight, or up to 1 gram per pound of body weight, is a good range for someone that's looking for weight loss, to optimize body composition, and then you will move towards the upper range if you're an athlete.
Yes, I mean, Olympic weightlifters might be going up to 1.5 or 2 grams, okay. But of course, the average person in the street's not an Olympic weightlifter.
Great. Wow. that is incredible, Dawn. So let's talk a little bit about the quality of different proteins, because we have plant proteins, we have animal protein. Are all proteins made the same?
Proteins are made up of building blocks called amino acids. So essentially what's important is your body needs all the essential amino acids. Your body's requirement isn't actually for protein, it's actually for the amino acids. Those amino acids are used to build all your body tissues, your muscles, your hair, your skin, your nails, the building blocks for your 20,000 genes in your body. Life literally runs on protein. Mm. So, you know, this is why it's so very, very important that we get enough protein, but we actually need the individual amino acids. So what you're looking to do is to get all the essential, the 9 amino acids in adults. There's 9 essential amino acids, and you need to get an adequate amount of all of those on a daily basis. You have two options. You have animal proteins and plant proteins. And again, as we're both well aware, there's a lot of controversy about what's better. But I would come down to saying personally that I believe as long as you're getting all the essential amino acids and you're getting it from a good quality, clean source, it's good to have a variety.
Can you talk to us about where we can get some of these clean protein sources from, some that you would recommend?
Yes, oh, definitely. I mean, when it comes to animal protein, I'm not against eating animal protein. I'm not a vegetarian, but I am fussy about where protein comes from. So how do we get clean milk? How do we get clean meat? Eating organic is really the answer. Wherever possible, look for certified organic. You want grass-fed animals. You want them outside eating grass, wandering around, healthy animals, not confined in a feeding lot, being stuffed with hormones and corn. So knowing where your food comes from, and I know you're very careful about what you eat too, Ryan. So share with us what your thoughts are.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is, when it comes to animal products, I think I become more rigorous and more picky.
Yes,
when I'm consuming an animal, I've heard the saying, you're not what you eat, you're what you eat eats. If the only option I have is a piece of meat that I'm not comfortable with, I'll eat a vegetarian meal.
And I eat actually very little meat, although as I said, I do eat meat. I eat mostly fish, and I'm concerned about where the fish is coming from. You know, if it's a large fish, over time, animals or fish accumulate toxins. So I tend to choose the smaller fish. I tend to go for wild caught fish. You know, certainly with salmon, you want to catch a wild. I don't catch them personally, but I shop for wild caught salmon. So when it comes to plants, for convenience, in order to get enough protein in every day, a lot of people are looking for healthy supplements. They go to plant, and a lot of the peas and the different sources of plant protein out there are heavily doused in weed killer and all these different herbicides, pesticides and fungicides. So, you know, our philosophy is if you're going to take protein powders, which are wonderful, make sure they are certified organic and, of course, non-GMO. That's really the message. They have to be clean.
Dawn, something you and I talk a lot about is how our ancestors lived. And you and I were just having a discussion before the podcast, and we were talking about how these hunter-gatherers, maybe they didn't eat protein at every single meal, right?
Correct, yes. And it's back down to what the ancestors were doing. They weren't sitting playing video games, watching TV on the couch. They didn't have couches. You know, they were out and about on their feet and hunting. And, you know, the tribe may go off and hunt and catch an animal, and they may eat protein well for a week or two until it was all gone. And then there may be a period of time before their next hunt and before they were able to catch something else, or maybe they went fishing instead. So their intakes were more sporadic. So they didn't eat meat all the time. And in between, they would be eating plant proteins, fresh plants and things like that.
Yeah, this is such an important point, because sometimes we try to do it the same every single day.
Right.
But something that you and I love talking about with nutrition is variety. Maybe there's some days where we eat more of a plant-based diet.
Right.
And that's when you and I talk about good high-quality protein sources from plants, like a high-quality organic plant protein powder that's USDA organic, non-GMO Project Verify, to make sure there's no pesticides or heavy metals in the product as well.
Right. We just want clean food for ourselves and our family. So that those certifications become very important. But it is all about the quality of the protein that we're taking. It's getting enough, but making sure it's clean at the same time.
Mm. And that makes me think of the sport line here at Garden of Life. There's really high quality protein there. We have dairy-based whey protein isolate, and we also have organic plant protein as well. I think they're two of the best tasting proteins at Garden of Life, but I also think that the plant protein is very high quality for someone that's looking for a plant-based protein that's going to give them all those amino acids they need as an athlete or as someone that's working out.
It's very interesting, because a lot of athletes automatically think animal protein is better, and a lot of athletes will choose that. But now we're finding that they're saying, well, we're not vegetarian, but we'll try it. And they actually like it, and they find it to be just as good. So, I mean, I think it's good to have the choice. You don't have to be a vegetarian or vegan to take plant protein. I've been trying to get that message over. It's purely a choice.
Absolutely. And something we just talked about, how as hunter-gatherers and traditional people, maybe we didn't have animal protein every single day. So something that I like to do, since I work out pretty consistently, is some days I will get all of my protein from plant sources. So I will use some of our sport plant protein to make sure I'm getting adequate protein.
Right. I mean, we were talking about needing 1 gram per pound of protein. And so somebody like you, if I may, is what, 180 pound? Mm-hmm. 180 grams of protein is quite a lot. So when you think a chicken breast is, you know, 4 ounces, and that's going to give you about 28 grams of protein. To get 180 grams of protein, you're obviously not going to sit and eat a whole pile of chicken breast.
Yeah.
You've got to look at ways of building protein in, and obviously you're an expert at calculating this as well. But that's where these protein powders become very useful. And obviously we want to make sure that we're spreading protein out during the day. So spreading the protein out so it's constantly giving your body a continual intake of amino acids, so that as you're exercising or lifting the boxes or whatever we're doing, we're constantly repairing the muscles that we're using throughout the day and helping to maintain our muscle mass. Because at the end of the day, that's what's really, really important for health. And as we've talked about before, you and I, Ryan, that muscles actually help to make compounds which are anti-inflammatory. So again, building a muscle mass is very important for health reasons. A lot of people are so focused on carbohydrate, and you know, no one's going to have a deficiency of carbohydrate. It might be a slightly little bit different if you've got an insulin-dependent diabetic, but we're just talking about people with no illness. And you know, you're going to eat enough carbohydrate. You probably only need 70 to 80 grams a day for a healthy person, because your body converts protein through a process in the body called gluconeogenesis to make sugars and carbohydrates. So there's no worry about not getting enough there. The important thing is getting enough protein. And I know you've looked at some studies, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a really interesting study, and this is an isocaloric study. So what they do is they take three different groups and they put all of the groups on the same amount of calorie intake, but they change the amount of protein that each of these groups is intaking. So one group's on a high protein diet, one group's on a moderate protein diet, one group's on a low protein diet, but all the calories are equated for. And at the end of this study, there was a really interesting conclusion. The group that was on the highest protein diet, they actually lost more weight than both of the other groups, which is interesting because calories were equated. So every group was consuming the same amount of energy. The reason that the high protein group lost the most weight is because protein is something called thermogenic. It means when you eat protein, your body has to use more energy to digest the protein than it does for fat and carbohydrates. So when you consume more protein, your body actually burns more calories. And that's amazing because for someone that's looking to lose weight and change their body composition, this proves that eating a higher protein diet is going to be optimal.
Excellent. Yeah, that's really interesting. So I think my message to most people is stop worrying about counting calories, stop worrying about counting carbs, and let's focus on protein. Most people are not getting enough protein. We've already talked about the RDA, and the RDA is not enough for most people. And it's quite likely if you're active, you need twice the RDA. So I think you need to be focusing on eating at least a gram of protein per pound of body weight, obviously staying active, spread that protein out through the day. 30 to 50 grams at a meal is typical, and the source. Clean quality protein wherever you can, and eat a variety of proteins, intersperse with your animal proteins, plant proteins as well. As long as they're clean and organic, you know, that would be great as well. So variety, eat a balanced diet, and enjoy your food.
Thank you for listening. Hope you found this information helpful. This is Dawn Jarvis wishing you extraordinary health. Goodbye until next time.